great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. CEJ calls for transparent community-focused energy transition financing in Zambia. Citizens First Party criticizes Infrastructure Minister's remarks on Harry Kalaba. A 29-year-old Tanzanian arrested in Northern Province for false claims of disappearing private parts. And in foreign news, ring leader of suspected human trafficking network arrested in Ethiopia. In sports, Zambia's under-15 boys bowed cut of CAF African Schools Championship. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. A coalition of civil society organizations under the NGO WASH Forum has identified major shortcomings in Zambia's proposed water supply and sanitation bill, particularly in relation to human rights protections. The forum's analysis highlights gaps in affordability safeguards, accountability for third parties, and the absence of clear legal remedies for community affected by water and sanitation challenges. Legal expert Dr. O'Brien Kaba has emphasized the need to clearly incorporate human rights criteria such as availability, quality, acceptability, and accessibility into the bill. The findings were presented during a stakeholder meeting in Lusaka, convened to review the bill ahead of its consideration by a National Assembly committee. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has urged community-centered and transparent financing in Zambia's energy transition. CEJ Programs Coordinator for Environment and Extractives, Jennifer Mwanangombe, says the country needs a fundamental shift in how it finances its energy transition, placing communities, transparency and justice at the heart of all investments as Zambia faces persistent energy deficits and climate-induced droughts. Ms. Mwanangombe has stressed that a just energy transition must put communities at the center. She has explained that this requires investing in community-led renewable energy solutions, especially in undeserved rural areas, while ensuring environmental and social safeguards are upheld. Ms. Mwanangombe has pointed out that with over 80% of Zambia's electricity dependent on hydropower, the country remains highly vulnerable to climate shocks.
At the same time, heavy reliance on charcoal environments for cooking continues to drive deforestation and pose serious health risks, particularly in rural communities. As the country works to expand its renewable energy, financing will play a central role. Encouraging progress has been made through initiatives such as renewable energy financing frameworks, solar investments, and green bonds, which are helping unlock capital and diversity for Zambia's energy mix. However, financing the energy transition must go beyond mobilizing resources. It must ensure fairness, accountability, and sustainability.
The National Heart Hospital, NHH, says it is currently conducting a number of medical missions in collaboration with its partners, and this week plans to carry out 5 heart operations with JICA partners from Japan. Now, speaking to One Love Radio News, NHH Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Chabwela Shumba says that the hospital also intends to resume normal operations using the local Zambian medical team. Dr. Shumba has further revealed that as of March 2026, the NHH has successfully conducted 136 open-heart surgeries. Now, these include both pediatric and adult procedures, with 81 performed on adults and 55 on children. He adds that the hospital has already conducted a total of 147 heart procedures this year alone, including both open heart surgeries and interventional procedures such as cardiac catheterizations.
Now, we've been doing a lot of missions with our partners. So this week we have our all-weather friends from Japan, Chico. They're with us. The plan is to do about 5 or 6 operations with them this week. And then after that, we continue doing our own operation as Zambian team.
Now, still in local news, the Citizens First CF Party has criticized alleged remarks made by Infrastructure Minister Charles Milupi regarding Party President Harry Kalava, describing them as misplaced and a misrepresentation of Kalava's position. Now, CF Presidential Campaign Manager Stanley Mohango says Mr. Kalava's comments were intended to highlight what the party views as poor planning by the UPND government since taking office. Mohango has emphasized that Kalava's background as former long-serving foreign affairs minister positions him to understand both global dynamics and the impact of domestic policy decisions. He has argued that attempts to downplay Kalava's analysis overlook concerns about how government policies have exposed the country to external shocks, particularly in the energy sector.
We saw it with a mismanagement of maize exports that created minimum shortages. We saw it with electricity, failing to invest in generation and then blaming drought alone. Now on fuel, they want to blame war while ignoring that they dismantled Indemi and left Zambia exposed. President Kalava will not be silenced by speaking the truth on behalf of the many impoverished Zambian citizens of the country. With his diplomatic experience, he has immense knowledge and understanding to ironically point out matters that have in time affected the citizens. He speaks clearly. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and you cannot hide behind global events. We urge Mr. Milupi and the UPND to focus on fixing the fuel crisis they created instead of attacking those who diagnose it.
Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Gabriel Poland has challenged media practitioners to play a critical role of promoting peaceful and resilient societies by leveraging information as a public good to counter misinformation. Dr. Poland further highlights that beyond the traditional media, the focus should be on utilizing social media to facilitate dialogue, strengthen peace-building efforts, and counter propaganda.